Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Oh, love this song.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So, from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So, from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Okay, that made me smile.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. Good morning. Oh, I thought my throat was going to clear up. It did not.
Oh, no.
So, of course, you know you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And that is Miss Pac-Man, I'm in love with you. Isn't that hot?
Epic song.
Now, here's the bad part. Let me give him a little bit of this, just really quickly. We also have this.
Yay!
You know what? Lots of people who are really old school, all of a sudden, they sat up really straight when I played that. They got their hands ready, because you know that's what you do when you used to play Miss Pac-Man. Your hands are sweating. You rub them on your jeans, and then you grab the joystick.
And off you go.
Yeah, so a lot of you, I'm sorry, because some of you were holding papers or something, or you were working on stuff, and you just suddenly sat up straight to get ready. You're not going to play. Quickly, yesterday, guys, we are so sorry. It is not the fault of Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, Comcast had an epic failure. Yes, if you're following us on Twitter, you saw my rant. And I know one of the gals at Comcast does follow us on Twitter, so she was trying to help us get it fixed. I'm not going to say her name because some of you are crazy, and I don't want you harassing this poor woman, but she took a look at everything, and she says we should be good. However, I'm watching today. If we, for some reason, cut out, we will be right back because we're paying attention today. Yesterday, we were, you know how I get. Y'all know I can talk for days. So anyway, on that note, Miss Ginger, what do you got good?
Ooh, I have got some awesome news. I'm telling you, I'm so happy.
Yes.
PlayStation phone announcement coming at MWC. Oh, yes. We've all been hearing about this Sony phone, this PlayStation phone. Everybody's just been waiting. Well, the Mobile World Conference in Barcelona is apparently going to have our announcement. It's being called the Xperia Play.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm actually pulling this from Yahoo, from their tech section in video games. They have a picture of it, and it is hot.
Now, where can they find that?
Hot. I'm looking at Yahoo.com in their tech section. Under video gaming, they have PlayStation phone announcement, and it is so hot.
And what's the name of it again? Say it slow.
Xperia Play. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, yes, Xperia Play. We're looking at, they say we can expect an announcement about a gaming device on January 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not too far away. Of course, it is an Android platform phone, and everybody is calling it an iPhone killer.
Oh. Did I not tell you the wars were going to be nasty?
Oh, yes, they threw down the glove. It is on. The phone's going to be running Google's Android 2.2 Froyo operating system. They say it's going to work like most other Android devices, but it has two powerful features that it's going to make it a real contender in the gaming sphere. The slide-down gamepad, which is so sexy.
Oh, my.
And it's PlayStation Pocket native app. Apparently, that's going to allow it to play most games from Sony's original PlayStation console. So this thing is hot.
The original console?
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me I could go back and play my Metal Gear Solid from back in the day?
You could.
Oh, my. That is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, think I'll... No, oh, I can't say that. Daytime. Anyway.
I'm telling you, girl, this thing is hot. So if y'all want to check it out, go on over to Yahoo, go to their tech section, look down at the video games, and it's right there. It is so sexy.
Mm-mm.
I want one.
I want one, too. Yes, we got to get one. Okay, so... Next thing on the list is, speaking of the of people fighting and there being some really good fights this year, another gaming conference. This is not another. This is the one we were talking about a few days ago. Maybe yesterday. I think you guys might have missed all the gamification. Does this ring a bell for you, Ginger?
Yeah, I do remember this. Gamification. Man, that word was so overused.
Yes, in their PR. However, gamification is looking at E3 saying, step back, get back. We got this. I'm instigating, but that's not what they said, but that's how I want to put it. Okay, so gamification is saying that by the year 2011, they're predicted to be worth $1 billion. I don't know what the stats are on E3, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not $1 billion. The first ever gamification summit is kicking off today at Mission Bay Conference in San Francisco. So if you're out there, maybe you can stand outside because it's sold out. There is a live stream available on Fora.tv for $199 to even
plus. Ouch!
Oh, yeah. At the summit, M2 Research CEO Wanda Maloney will reveal the first ever analysis of the gamification market, again predicting that they will be at $1 billion by 2010, or worth that much, along with an impressive lineup of speakers. Author Jane McGonigal. Oh, yeah. Jane McGonigal. How could I not know how to say that? She'll be launching her new book at the event, which is called Reality is Broken, Why Games Make Us Happy, and How They Help Us Change the World, and we have to get her. I'm going to have to find her like next week right after she gets back from this conference. For more information, including the full agenda, or to register for the live streaming, because, again, the event is sold out. Please do not go down there saying we told you to go. You can't get in. You can go to gsummit.com. Again, that is going on today, and we're a few hours ahead, so I'm probably saying you got about an hour or two. Get up, get dressed, brush your teeth, all that good stuff, and head on over if you're in San Francisco. Isn't that awesome? And also, God, that's just like in the face of the E3 people.
$1 billion. Holy cow.
In 4 years. And how long has E3 been around?
I know. A while. Holy cow.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've got some news. Really a survey from GamePolitics.com. And let's just say I'm going to put it out there and go, duh. Survey says today's kids are technology savvy. You think?
No. Say it as so.
Right. Security firm AVG reveals that more kids know how to play video games than how to ride a bike, swim, or even tie their shoes.
That's sad.
That is a little sad.
Nothing to brag on.
The AVG survey says 69% of children aged 2 to 5 know how to operate a computer mouse, and 58% can play a game on the computer. Not really surprising to me. To compare it to the rest of the survey results, of those respondents, only 11% knew how to tie their shoes, 20% knew how to swim, and 52% knew how to ride a bicycle. Boys and girls under the age of 5 were equal in their knowledge of using technology. Yeah, way to go, girls. Now, you know, just give them a year, and then they'll kick the guys' asses. Sorry, my bad. In the morning. The study also found Italian children were particularly adept at using mobile phones. According to the survey, 44% were able to make a phone call using a cell phone, compared to 30% of U.S. kids. Oh, come on, U.S. kids. We don't know how to use a phone to make a phone call?
Oh, they don't. Uh-huh. That is actually accurate. I have run across a few teenagers who don't know how to use a home phone, nor do they know how to use a pay phone, which is scary if you're in trouble and you're trying to escape from the killer, and that does happen.
This is a cell phone.
Hey, that's what happens. Parents, we're assuming that they know too much because they're good at computers. Doesn't mean they have common sense. Common sense, I think, needs to be taught. So.
But, you know, the shoes and the bicycle and the whole swimming thing, that does not surprise me. Age 2 to 5, I think that was, we were looking at. I mean, seriously, most of them are not going to. I mean, they're 2 years old, they're still, you know, wobbly on their feet. Not surprised me they can't ride a bicycle.
Well, But they can skateboard on Xbox.
Uh-huh.
You people frighten me out there.
All right, again, that was GamePolitics.com if you want to head over there and read that.
Mm-hmm. Well, all you guys out there that want to be Jason Bourne and you girls that want to be Salt, guess what? There's a new game out on the PlayStation Home Network. It is called Conspiracy. Conspiracy Theorists Unite! Excuse me. Players will work together inside the game and through social networks to uncover the ultimate conspiracy. Conspiracy is, of course, available on PlayStation Home. You, of course, take the role as an undercover agent and explore a clandestine world where secretive corporations engage in a daily war over intelligence and technology. They're saying you're able to form an alliance with the corporation of your choosing, the decision of which will affect the missions that you can attempt and the rewards that you can attain. And as they attack, or you guys attack rival corporations in pursuit of the goods, the daily war among the corporations plays out in raids, where you'll be able to take on guards, turrets, security systems, other traps, while simultaneously solving many puzzling mini games to gain the access to the intel. You will combine all this in-game intelligence and information found outside the game on social networks and community forums to piece together the ultimate conspiracy, who is really in charge. And I gotta scratch this out of my game design notebook because I have one very similar to this. Dang it! That's what I get for moving slow. So you can check that out on PlayStation Home if you have a PlayStation. Gosh, I'm sorry for those of you that don't. It looks really interesting. They're saying it is, get this, free to play. Free
Ooh,
to play.
We love free.
On PlayStation Home, and I believe this is unheard of on any of the consoles so far. I'm going to give them credit for this. I think there's any free-to-play games on Xbox Live or the Wii Network. So, again, free-to-play. You can upgrade your gadgets and buy additional abilities via the microtransactions in the PlayStation Network account. So there is some paying there, but not right off the bat. They want to get you hooked first. You can check this out on the web if you're at work and you can't get home to your PlayStation and you don't have a PlayStation phone yet. Haha. JetSetGames.net/games/conspiracy. You can also check them out on Facebook, Conspiracy PS3, on Twitter at Conspiracy PS3 as well. And they have Flickr, they have YouTube. They're having some things on Delicious as well. They covered all the bases. Go check that out. I think I'm going to be playing that today. It's free to play. Sounds interesting. Wow.
All right. We do like free.
Love free.
I've got you a free game too, but this one's for the WiiWare.
Oh, so I stand corrected.
Gods versus Human. It's a strategy game that allows players to play as gods from four different mythologies, Norse, Egyptian, Roman, and Japanese.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Humans want to replace their gods by kicking them out of their heavenly kingdom. They actually built gigantic towers to do so. It's up to the player to use his or her powers wisely to destroy these constructions without hurting the humans. Otherwise, they might lose their faith, which means less godly powers to play with.
That's how you get the faith in them. Sometimes you got to scare it into them. Have they not played Black and White or Pocket God? Come on.
Of course, this is a demo, so it only lets you play through the first five levels of the solo campaign. But the full game features has over 60 levels for the solo campaign. Takes you through all of the game's mythologies, 16 playable gods, each with specific powers, four different mythologies to discover, four hysterical bosses to defeat during the campaign mode, where it's not about attacking the tower anymore, but aiming directly at the human's king. 16 additional challenges for the experienced players. Apparently that is additional levels with specific instructions, destroying 9 stories in less than 5 minutes, destroy the foundations of the tower without using defensive powers, etc. Also has a two-player special mode in split screen. The demo is going to be available starting January 21st in Europe on Nintendo's WiiWare. I am looking for a price. I'm not seeing anything. They do have a website, zolag.com, if you want to find out more about the publisher. But beyond that, I don't see anything. So head over to the WiiWare. Again, it's called Gods versus Humans.
Ah, I think we have some of that up on the site. We might have a screenshot and everything.
Ooh.
We might. I'm not sure. Well, Gosh, I hate to hear this. This means people lost their jobs. GamePolitics.com is reporting that Disney has closed Propaganda Games. This is their Vancouver-based development studio. And according to actually GameSpot, via GamePolitics, Propaganda had just finished the development of Tron Evolution for various platforms, the tie-in, of course, for the movie, and it didn't do as well as Disney had hoped. Disney, are you kidding me? Have you not seen the history of making movies to games? The only games that do well are the Harry Potter games. Apparently, Propaganda Games was founded in 2005 by an ex-EA employee, or by several.
There's a problem.
Gosh, the studio had the best of luck in the last few years, the company saw. They haven't had the best of luck in the last few years. They saw a ton of layoffs in 2009 as they were developing the new Turok game, and October of last year saw additional cuts when Disney canceled the action role-playing game Pirates of the Caribbean, Armada of the Damned. The studio was fronted by industry veterans Gary McKay, Jorge Freitas, Daryl Anselmo, and Darren Hedges. Excluding their work for Disney, these four collectively contributed to such game franchises as Triple Play Baseball, FIFA, UEFA, I don't know what that is, Champions League, World Cup, Def Jam, NBA Street, and SFX. I got to say, Def Jam was not that great. I'm sorry to hear that you guys are not having any work, but hey, there's always Texas.
That is true. That's growing.
Come on down. Oh, gosh, that's horrible.
Sweet tea.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about sweet tea. They have to give me something for that. I need some Microsoft points or something.
Oh, all right. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next.
Uh-oh, my turn. Black Prophecy making a video of voiceover. When it comes to the development of action-packed space MMOG, Black Prophecy, the game's publisher, Gamigo, and its developer, Reactor Media, have set the bar high. And not only for the visual aspects of the game, which is why they've brought in Periscope Studios and T-Rex Studios for the dubbing of the dialogue. 20 professional actors worked in the recording studio in Hamburg for 2 weeks to bring all 107 characters to life. That is a lot. A total of 5,000 lines of dialogue were recorded, adding emotional depth to the cut screens and the battles. Then Reactor Media's character artist set to work using special software to sync the characters' facial animations to the dialogues.
Mm.
That's kind of cool. There is a video. You can actually watch it. It's a making of video. It's available for... Sorry. Ignore me. You cannot watch that. But if you want to find out more about Black Prophecy, you can head over to blackprophecy.com.
Wow.
Yeah, but that sounds actually kind of neat. That's a lot of work that they put into that. I really hope it pays off. Hope it's not just a waste.
One hopes, and nobody else loses their job. Not a good way to start the year. Okay. Gosh, there is so much news today. Sometimes I just don't know where to go with all this. Wow. Well, I'm going to give you a quickie, and then I'm going to give you a full one. Apparently. you. Those of you who don't have a smartphone, you don't want one, you see, what's the point? You now will have Facebook on your smartphone, your non-smartphone, rather. Apparently, they've hooked up with a company called Snap2, which is going to be giving a custom-tailored non-smartphone version of Facebook, so the rest of you will not feel so left out. I fall somewhere in between. I have Facebook on my phone, but hey, maybe you don't. So that's out. Go check that out over at snap2.com. I think that's their website. I could be wrong. But you'll find them. Snap2, Snap-T-U. You'll get it. Also, I wanted to do this one. If you guys play games on MMOGame.com, you should know, today you're probably going, what are WTF? Why is the site not working? That's because they've changed their name. They are now officially GameForge.com, an umbrella brand. And GameForge is the leading European developer and provider of free-to-play online games. And they're, of course, changing the MMO game to their new domain, GameForge.com. Christoph Jenin, who is the CEO at GameForge, says, "We've decided to take this step in order to be able to work more effectively and stringently on the GameForge brand. In the future, we want the portal to benefit from the strong brand name. We would also like the users who play our games to identify more strongly with the umbrella brand." If you're saying, "I don't have any idea who these people are, they're not all that great," well, they got some serious boasting to do. portal serves as a central hub for more than 200 million players of different GameForge games.
Holy cow. That's a lot of players.
Yes, a ton of players. They're also saying the fans of these fans span about 16 games in all, including games such as Metin 2, Four Story, and Ellsword, as well as the browser-based games O-Game, Ikarim, and Europe 1400, which I play. if they get to on those games, they can play with teammates, find new teammates. I believe there's some chat available. I want to say voice chat, but I could be mistaken. So they're saying from now on, the social media activities of the old Umbrella MMO game will be united under GameForge as well. This applies particularly to sites such as YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So they're combining all of their stuff together. That's going to be pretty powerful. They're saying the currently, if you're looking for the GameForge website, it's being redesigned and it's moving to a subdomain, which is going to be corporate.gameforge.com. So don't freak out. Your stuff is still there.
Haha. Very interesting. Very interesting. Quick question: have we already done conspiracy?
Yes, we did.
Yes. Oh, darn it. Okay, well then I'll skip on over to a warning on, well, a story, not really a warning, over on Yahoo. Again, this is in the tech section. Just a quick little thing. Nintendo says reaction to the 3D warning was overblown. You think? Top Nintendo executive said reaction to a health warning on its new 3D handheld game player was overblown, portraying as routine the warning that hit its shares 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Mm.
Again, we all know the 3DS is ready to go on sale March 27th in the United States, and the warning was all about how it could harm young children's eyes and advised that children 6 years old and younger play games only in 2D mode. The warning, which appeared on the company's website in Japanese, was picked up by media outlets and blogs and triggered a 3-day sell-off in Nintendo shares for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, that had to hurt. But I'm sure, you know, topping, you know, Xbox and PlayStation in sales for the Wii this year.
they're not really hurting too bad.
No.
Not too bad.
there is this little story about it. It's really not much. Of course, you know, we all know the 3DS is going to be giving us 3D without bulky glasses. But, yeah, they're saying the warning was mainly just to cover their butts. Yeah, there we go. I'll be nice about this. And so that's about it. Nintendo just says their warning was just to put out there so that nobody can sue them.
I'm going to reserve comment. You Call of Duty pirates out there, scared, aren't you? I know you are. So, while the new Xbox mandatory update may have added a few small things, there was a secret thing that it accomplished. It halted scores of you pirates out there and hackers that were playing Call of Duty Black Ops and Modern Warfare 2 on the console on Xbox Live. Ha ha. It
would have been much more epic if they could have just reset it back to zero.
Apparently, members of the Xbox Scene forums became suspicious when the update took a suspiciously long time to download, and they discovered that their backup copies of Call of Duty games ceased to work. They believe the update enables an anti-piracy feature that specifically targets burned copies. And Microsoft says, we ain't got nothing to say, and we don't have to say anything. Ha. Huh. That comes from GamePolitics.com, of course, with my own little spice added to it.
That is awesome. See, cheating is no good, people. No good. I don't know why y'all tried to do it.
Cheating bad.
Y'all get smacked.
As I go over to GameFAQs.com to look up cheat codes, cheating bad.
I do as we say, not as we do. All right. Wallace and Gromit. I don't know where I've heard these names before. Wallace and Gromit return as as Mastertronic brings the final double pack in the Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventure series, episodes 3 and 4 to your PC. Oh yes, Mastertronic is excited to bring Britain's best-loved duo to your PC. Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventure series features two cracking double packs with which combine the rich and imaginative storytelling, which is the trademark of the quirky inventor and his faithful canine sidekick, with a critically acclaimed writing, gameplay, and unique format pioneered by Telltale Games. I love them, and Aardman Studios.
Yes.
Ah, yes, Telltale. They're awesome. As Wallace and Gromit celebrate their 20th anniversary, you have the chance to join in their ambitious adventures. Play as Wallace or Gromit to solve each mystery in the special Grand Adventure series on PC. Interact with a charismatic cast of friends and foes. Each episode involves simple point-and-click gameplay that provides hours of family-friendly fun, featuring two brand-new stories and the same slapstick humor, cinematic visuals, and charm that fans of the Wallace and Gromit films have come to love. Wallace and Gromit return in Grand Adventures Episodes 3 and 4, with two new episodes, Muzzled, and the Boggyman? I think that's supposed to be the Boogeyman. the double pack completes the Grand Adventure series with the same familiar panache that makes Wallace and Gromit Britain's best-loved comedy duo. Monty Muzzled, the town newcomer, is holding a fundraiser to rebuild the local dog shelter in Episode 3, Muzzled. However, Gromit discovers that Monty's intentions aren't exactly charitable. Can you help foil Muzzled's plot and rescue Gromit's canine friends? In episode 4, the Boogeyman, Wallace, gets admitted to Prickly Thicket, the oldest country club in Lancashire. When Wallace and his faithful caddy, Gromit, get embroiled in a club dispute, they must fight to save all they hold dear.
In a club dispute, Wallace.
Yes, yes, this is awesome. I want to play this. Hey, Telltale Games, send this to me. Okay.
It can be done. Oh, yeah. It shall be done. We're going to attempt to take a break. If we don't make it back to you, we do love you. We hope you enjoyed a full half hour of your news today. Hopefully you'll get another 15 minutes via download. So we're going to take a short break and hopefully see you on the other side after for you live people. You'll have to download. Those of you listening, not live, we'll be back in just a few minutes, we hope. If we don't make it back, you know what to do. Go after Comcast.
All right, Comcast, let me have to beat you.
Right? Oh, geez. And now, there we go. I was like, our music didn't want to start for a second. Telling you, it's available on Steam now, the entire suite of GTA games for really, really cheap. Pick it up so you can understand what all the fuss is about. It's not just about hitting prostitutes, I promise you, there's a great story hiding.
Not?
No. You don't even have to talk to the prostitutes if that's not your thing.
I don't want to talk to them. Can I just run them over?
Well, that's what I generally do, but you don't want to.
Pedestrian, 20 points.
There's no point in spending this money.
Aww.
But there are some really, really great stories involved in there. We still got 1 minute left, so you guys are still hearing us live, but we're going to probably shut off in a minute. But a really, really great story. The holy grail of gaming, as you keep hearing, is to create a game that is as epic as The Godfather, and I think GTA 4 achieved that. And for me to say that, you know the story has to be really good. To evoke anger and tears and all this stuff, it's really, really good. And I don't want to give away any of the plots. I think there's 6 different endings. I could be wrong. Could be like just 2. But I think there's about 6 different. But the one that I got was really heart-wrenching. I did cry. I'm sorry to say.
Aww.
So you have to play. And it's cheap now. It's on sale on Steam. Download it, play it. Or go pick it up in the store. I think it's a box set and it's like $20 now. So, and they're getting ready
to...
Yeah, they're probably getting ready to give us a new one. So you might want to jump on that. Play. Enjoy. It's a good game. So... It's my turn, I think, right before we shut off. Hopefully not for good.
Oh, please don't drop us. Please.
A apparently there's a lovely, lovely, lovely new game called Solar Struggle Survival that is available on the Xbox Live Marketplace. It's seeing its worldwide release today. It's only 80 Microsoft points. That's about a dollar, according to the... Yes, it's in the indie game section. Let me direct you, for those of you who are new to Xbox. You can find it, Xbox Dashboard, Games Marketplace, Games and Demo, Indie Games, and then titles A to Z, and you're going to look in the S area. That's how easy is that? So apparently the development team, got to get rid of that word. Stop saying that word. The development team has a close teamwork. Has been a close teamwork between pros from Z Software and Red Spot Games, who've already released several Sega Dreamcast games and lately announced Stormwind for Dreamcast, and the fans of the game on fans of the first game, on the other hand, with their support, the new Solar Wind Struggle Survival turned our even our gloomier and off. What is this press release? Turned our even gloomier and offers more arcade elements. Wow.
I tell you, some of those I'm just like. Written by two-year-olds or something. I don't know.
We're available if you'd like us to write this. That's why we have to put our own spin on it. There is an official trailer available on YouTube, which we may add to our YouTube channel. I don't think we will. I don't know. Maybe I will. And apparently there's that word again. You hear me? I got to get that out. You can. The trailer is fan-made, which is awesome. And Solar Struggle Survival is a spinoff in their series, of course. What is with this PR?
Why? You know, you guys, y'all hear us stuttering, and it's because some of these are written by, like, or something.
Yeah, and you don't want to change too much because, you know, we don't want to give you wrong information by putting our complete total spin on it. But sometimes we may have to. Good gracious. Okay, so the game is mostly fan-made. They're encouraging players, if you are into the development, is to head over to the Microsoft XNA free development kit. And it's a, oh, good God, what? I'm trying to pull out the important elements here. This is crazy. Whoever wrote this decided to just repeat some phrases over and over. Let me, no, the person didn't put their name on it. I wouldn't put my name on this either if I did this.
Down the alcoholic beverage before you start writing these things, people.
Well, let me tell you about the game, because obviously this press release is at a complete loss. You can find the trailer on YouTube. The game features three unlockable ships with different difficulty levels. Supposed to be difficulty. Different difficult. Wow. Level up through experience points possible. Different weapons such as lasers, rockets, and mines. Four different power-ups. 14 waves with different bosses. 10 different types of enemies. High score list. Awards like Xbox 360 achievements, which is pretty good for an indie game. It's only going to cost you a dollar. Again, you can check that out on the Xbox Live Marketplace. We're sorry. This is a crazy PR. I don't know what to say about this. Oh, wow.
I'd say it wasn't us. It was not us
this time.
All right. Well, I've got just a short little thing really quick. You people like some Street Fighter, I hear, right? And, you know, there's this new thing called Kinect, and everybody's all kinds of crazy over it.
Yes. Tell them I can't wait. Say it.
Well, please, there is a new mod created by Demise 2010, has created a Kinect hack that allows players to control Street Fighter 4 using gesture controls. Oh, yes. Using a Kinect and fast SDK software, Demise 2010 managed to map
Ryu
and Ken, thank you. Moves to specific gestures. When the user punches, throws a fireball, or kicks, the character does the move on the screen. This is very, very awesome. If you want to find out more about it, you can head over to Kinect Hacks. I did pull this from Game Politics, and it looks like they got it from Joystick. Oh, there is a video, by the way, if you want to check it out.
It's Kinect-Hacks.com if you want to go check.
Oh,
yeah, they got a dash in the middle. I always forget the dash. Okay, forget Ken and Ryu. Can I use Chun-Li?
Ooh, yes, please use him.
What is it, her thunder kick? Oh, man, that's good for, that's some good leg exercise right there. That's what that is. Ah, that is so lovely. Maybe the developers will pick that up. That would be a good idea. Street Fighter, these types of games are perfect for Kinect, I think. Well, gosh, where do I go with the news next? So much to do, so little time. I'm trying to see what's good, because there's a ton of news you guys should know during the day. We try to pull out the really good stuff for you. We've talked about this before. You should probably know this. The Guinness Book of World Records Gamers Edition,
uh-huh.
It was released today.
Oh, we gotta go get that.
Yes. And you should also know, as if we didn't know this, Mario Crown, favorite video game character of all time.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, as if we didn't know that already. We didn't need a book to tell us that. There are several other little things they've put in, such as the youngest gamer to achieve a perfect AAA score on DDR, who made the book. There's also the largest collection of Super Mario memorabilia. I'm not going to tell you what these are because you need to buy the book. We want to support this. This is for our community. The highest score on Guitar Hero 3 for a woman. Okay, I will tell you her. Her name is Annie. Annie Leung. She's 26. She's from San Francisco, California. Hi, Annie. And she's quoted as saying, being a female in gaming has been hard. There's harassment and guys can underestimate you. I've had to work hard to prove I'm just as good as anybody out there. And I bet you guys didn't see that coming. I know there's a certain other
person. Oh, yeah. I didn't spend 30 minutes getting questioned last night by guy guildmates. No.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about this game? What about this one? How about this?
And I will bet you guys thought it was going to be some other girl that got this honor. And I'm not going to say her name because, yeah. Anyway, you go sit in the pie. It's not her, but yeah, same thing here. Same difference. You also have most consecutive victories against human opponents on Street Fighter 4. Longest marathon playing a dance game. 13 hours? 33 minutes?
Holy cow.
Wow. Oldest voice actor in a video game. You also have most swearing in a video game. I bet you guys know what that game is. Most people to sing a karaoke video game. I can't believe this one made it. Most popular Facebook game. What do you think that one is, Jen?
I don't know. Maybe it's Farmville?
Exactly. Exactly. So do I. Gosh, best video game character of all time, which, of course, is Mario, although Master Chief was closing in on him at the time.
He's so sexy.
Yes. And then you have Lara Croft, who made the book. I won't tell you why. Pac-Man as well. And Sonic the Hedgehog.
Lara Croft made it. We're not going to tell you why.
No, I'm not going to tell you why. As if you need me to. You can go, of course, to pick up the Guinness Book World Records 2011 Gamers Edition. I'm not sure if it's in stores. They're not really giving any information other than those titles, but I'm pretty sure we've told you where you can find it. Why don't you try checking Amazon? I'm sure there's a digital copy available. I prefer to have a hard copy of this one. It's going to be worth money one day.
Plus, I got to highlight the ones I think I can beat and get my own name in there.
Oh, yeah. I think we should be in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think we're going to be.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge.
Matter of fact, look for that this year. No. podcast.
Famous, baby. Famous.
Podcast that gets cut off the most.
that's probably true.
So we're still on, Jen. We're still on. Yay. I'm sorry,
yay.
My coffee is kicking in. So if you guys are wondering where all this is coming from, coffee is kicking in.
This is green tea with coffee, people.
You're not supposed to tell them that. We don't want anybody killing themselves. They know this. Dangerous. Dangerous combination. I don't want anybody hurting themselves going, I can stay up how long in game?
You don't want to know. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't try this at home. It's bad.
That is only in case of emergency. It should have it on my, and I have a very clear glass mug at that. Only drink in case of emergency.
Very nice. Okay. All right. Well, Altus is giving some of their hardcore fans something much harder.
Altus? I love Altus. What?
New high-level content launching soon for their Pandora Saga, Neo-themed Shattered Content. Altus Online today reveals plans to add the new Moldian Uncivilized District for their free-to-play open beta MMORPG Pandora Saga. This is going to provide advanced players and newcomers alike with an all-new area to explore and new extremely challenging foes to confront. While those very high-level characters hungry for a real test can look forward to the most intense player-versus-player battles, the game has to offer. Oh, I like me some PvP.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. The update joins the recently announced Dragonia expansion for Altus Online's first game, Neo's theme, The Shattered Content.
Oh,
yes. I'm going to butcher this name, and I apologize. The director at Altus Online, Tsuyoshi Onizuka, I'm sorry, says the new moldy and uncivilized district. Oh, I'm gonna laugh. I'm sorry. District is Pandora's Saga's wildest frontier. Its high-level bosses and exceedingly rare item drops are the perfect tantalizing motivation for newcomers to persevere and ultimately become strong enough to enter. No one under level 30 should consider making the journey. However, even those leveled for the task should be prepared for incredibly strong enemies and hotly contested PvP battles. Be warned, the Moldian Uncivilized District is not to be taken lightly. It wants to crush you, it wants to see you driven before it, and to hear the lamentation of you and the many others who seek the bravest challenges. Oh, that sounds hot!
So your enemies for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's sad that we love that man so much and he doesn't love us back. God, Arnold, why don't you love us?
Neo's theme, The Shattered Content, presents players to level 112 up with the infamous... I'm not even going to try to say that word. Dungeon, a hotly contested arena in the... all right, I got to quit laughing. Arena in which player nations fight to control crystal cores. That is all... Hold on. As they all the while struggle to fend off the labyrinth's terrifyingly powerful monsters. Interested in an epic player versus player power struggle in Neo's theme's deepest dungeon, Dragonia is what you've been waiting for. If you want to find out more about this, you can head over to pandorasaga.altusonline.com.
Mm.
Again, this is there is an open beta client, and it looks like it's going to be scheduled for release sometime early 2011.
Okay. Well, in keeping with our theme, this is going to be the theme this year. Don't cross this line. The fighting thing, yeah. So apparently Amazon has acquired a company called Love Film International Limited. They have already had a significant minority shareholding in Love Film. And you're wondering why I'm telling you this? Because Love Film is the equivalent of our version of Gamefly. Love Film has been innovating on behalf of movie rental customers in Europe for many years, and they also deliver games like Gamefly. Being that Amazon has decided to acquire them, what do you think is going to happen? they're going toe-to-toe with Gamefly eventually. It's coming, people, I'm telling you. I don't know if Gamefly is in Europe, but if they are, oh, my God, the fight is about to be on. I say throw them in the oils, let them raffle it out. So,
and we just lost most of our guy listeners. They're off in a little la la land.
Well, they might stay. They're picturing somebody else wrestling in the oil, but you know, picture whoever you'd like. They're saying the acquisition is subject to customary closing conditions, including regulatory approvals, and it's expected to close this quarter of this year. They're saying Amazon, of course, has an amazing amount of support, and Love Film and Amazon have enjoyed a strong working relationship since. Love Film acquired Amazon Europe's DVD rental collection in 2008. So right now they're able to, over in Europe, stream films and TV shows instantly over the Internet to PCs, Internet-enabled TVs, PlayStation 3 as well. And right now, Love Film is operating only in the UK, Germany, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. And again, Amazon has already got their finger in the pie. And since they've joined together, I can only see a huge fight coming. Eventually, they're going to want to come over here because, hey, that's what always the goal is. We start off in the UK, and then next is the world. And we're the rest of the world. This is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely sounds that way.
Going to be very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon is in all countries, in case you didn't know. They have websites for the UK, Denmark, Japan, France, China. Just pick a country. Italy. Yeah, this is going to be good. I can't wait to see how this is going to hatch out. This is going to be some good fights. I'm telling you, we're about to have to start doing a show, the battle or something during the week.
Mm-hmm. We're going to pop us some popcorn. We're going to get us front row seats. And we're going to sit back and we're going to point and laugh.
Yes, I'm going to point and
laugh. You should have seen that one coming. Yeah. No, you didn't.
So we've got about 1 minute. Do you have some more news we must tell them before we go?
No. Oh, my gosh. There's so much news. But no, nothing they really, really, really just need to know, I don't think.
If that's one of our lovely listeners calling, well, it's not live, so never mind. So we are going to get out of here. We will see you guys later on tonight for the show. We'll actually be discussing some of this. We kind of go into it lightly, but tonight it'll be on. There will be a whole, yeah.
The gloves are going to be off. Oh, yeah. Bring it, baby.
And that's right. And I had something to tell you. Oh, yes. Okay, now I'm my hands are untied. I can officially announce our thing that I was talking about before the show.
Oh, you can? Awesome.
So you guys are looking for something to do for Valentine's Day. You're going to be stuck in the house. How would you like to come play with us? Not that way, dirty people.
Yeah, you know you want to play with us.
Dirty people. So apparently, there's my word again. That's my new word. Forget it. I'm keeping it. Apparently, you can jump into Fallen Earth during the few days before Valentine's Day and play with us. Now you say, maybe, maybe not. But can you really pass up the chance to win or earn as a loot drop? A pink rocket launcher. I know the girls are like, what? A pink rocket launcher, you heard me, with a skull on the side and a pink bow. Lovely.
It is hot, people.
And shoot some zombies. You can only get this when you play with us. And we will be announcing some times. We'll give you the dates a little bit later, but I'll be announcing the times either probably next Monday. I'll give it to you. I'm going to make you wait for now. And I may be nice and post a picture of the rocket launcher. Maybe.
No, it's already my background. Y'all can't have it. It's hot. It's hot.
So we will see you guys hopefully in game. And again, the rocket launcher, zombies. Zombies just for us because they know we love zombies. The lovesick zombies will be following us around, and it's your job to keep them off of us with your new pink rocket launcher. And guys, you're not emasculated if you have a pink rocket launcher. Nothing wrong with that.
No, and you want this thing. It's so sexy.
Yes. Yes.
Hot.
They're like, no. No, I really don't want it. No. It's pink.
No, it's awesome.
No, I really don't. That's what they're saying. I hear them. That's all right. I'll have one.
Yeah. We'll take it. Y'all can have it. It's ours.
I'll take yours. I'll take anybody's. Than one. And you gotta be said, I cannot wait to see the zombies flying across the screen. Ragdoll physics for the win in an MMO. Oh, heads exploding. It's going to be luscious. You people are going to love this. Okay, I lost my music. Oh, there it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yo. Oh, no.
That's the Comcast for yesterday.
You never paid me, never. Oh, no, you didn't.
Comcast.
Payback is coming, you will be running forever.
They're going to cut my internet by two.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh, no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no,
you guys might know. Oh, yeah, that's right. So later on tonight, we'll be there. Coffee is. Oh. Okay, now I gotta go. We gotta go.
Gotta go.